Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. The more time I spend in the kitchen, the more I have become enamored of trying different seasonings. I just love it. And all that talk about spicing up one's life could be taken literally. I think a deft command of the spice rack can give you unbelievable culinary powers. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we love to use spices either individually or in combinations. It's a lot of fun.
You know, obviously, it's the spice of life. God, that's terrible. But, you know, but the dilemma really is, though, is, you know, how often do you use them? How much do you use them? And how much space do you really have? I mean, how many people have, like, aging sea of dried spices in cabinets? The thing is, it is tough, and they certainly do have a real shelf life.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
But there's so many great cultures in the world with these great spice blends.
Right.
So it's, why look at a recipe that says a quarter teaspoon of this, an eighth a teaspoon of that, a quarter teaspoon of this, a half a tablespoon of that, this, when you can actually just have five small jars of spice blends that can pretty much cover your whole world.
I agree.
And the beauty of this now is these blends can be purchased at very high quality in very small amounts, 2 to 3 ounce containers. Like, you really don't need a spice rack anymore.
Give me some examples.
So here's the deal. So togarashi, which is a Japanese seasoning. It's basically chilies, sesame, orange peels, nori, and then these spice blends, there's like the basic, and then everybody has their own little tweaks.
Right.
But boy, I mean, anything like rice seasoning, ramen broth, all these different things that you can fathom that you might be putting hot chilies or sesame seeds or all that, it's all in one container, mm-hmm. and it's perfect to sprinkle on all sorts of things. Everybody knows Chinese five spice.
Yeah.
Like, why keep fennel seeds and star anise and Szechuan peppers and these things in the pantry when you could buy a small amount of Chinese five spice and use that all the time? Ras el Hanout, which is a great sort of North African spice that's warming in so many ways. This one, it's even in 12 is the minimum number of spices. There's up to 30 at times, but this has its own certain sort of warming characteristic that makes food sort of very exciting. I mean, herbs de Provence is another one. Why does one need marjoram, rosemary, thyme, oregano, like in the pantry? It's all in herbs de Provence. And also Italian seasoning. I have an aversion to that because I think it's overused in a weird way. Mm-hmm. But herbs de Provence is something that can stretch, you know, in not just in French cooking, but certainly throughout the Mediterranean. It's a lovely one. Garam masala is another one that I always keep at hand in Indian mm-hmm. cuisine. I mean, there's a million uses for that. And it's delicious. I mean, and even though they have ethnic sort of origins, they are not confined to that cuisine.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you can start throwing these on all sorts of things and you'll be so excited about the results you get. And to me, the last one that you should always have and not have any of its components is pumpkin pie spice.
Never thought of that.
But come on, how many times do you make something and someone says, "Is this nutmeg?" And you're like, "No, it's clove." Uh-huh. And they're like, "Is this clove?" And you're like, "No, it's cinnamon." Like, why do you have all these things in the pantry when you can have a small thing of pumpkin pie spice that, quite frankly, will do everything and anything you need in that genre, and no one will know the difference?
Jerry, it's a great, great approach to a spice. It's very efficient, I must say.
I think that's how it should be.
Well, thank you. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.